The top U.S. nuclear commander says he would resist President Donald Trump if he ordered, quote, an illegal launch of nuclear weapons.
I provide advice to the president. He'll tell me what to do, and if it's illegal, guess what's going to happen?
You say no.
I'm going to say, Mr. President, that's illegal. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, what would be legal? And we'll come up with options of a mix of capabilities to respond to whatever the situation is, and that's the way it works. It's not that complicated.
Well, the Air Force General John Hayden, who is responsible for overseeing the U.S. nuclear arsenal, was speaking at a security forum in Canada. The comments were made just days after a Senate committee held the first congressional hearing in more than four decades on the president's authority to launch a nuclear strike. Some of them expressed concern that Trump might irresponsibly order such an attack. The concerns come amid insults and threats traded between Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. president threatened in his UN address to totally destroy the East Asian nation. Let's speak to Craig Golzetti, political commentator and activist, joining us via Skype from San Diego. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, when the U.S. nuclear commander speaks of an illegal launch of nuclear weapons, what does that exactly entail?
Listen, this administration's deeply corrupt, replete with pathological liars. It's directly linked to the so-called alt-right, rebranded fascists, neo-Nazis, including those who serve in the White House. White supremacists, misogynists, climate deniers, xenophobes, Islamophobes, militarists, warmongers dominate this administration. At the same time as General Hayden pulls a reverse Dr. Strangelove, Cap Weinberger statement and states, "I'm really in charge," General Kelly revises Civil War history, which should really dispel any illusions that the public can rely on rational generals to restrain President Trump. He has a mass base intoxicated with irrationality, lies, and conspiracy theories, and that's what's supporting him. They're being manipulated by an expansive right-wing media like Fox News, Breitbart, InfoWars, numerous think tanks, evangelical preachers. You know, our judicial department has issued indictments in an effort to show collusion between the Trump campaign and foreign governments. Most folks, myself including, think this is just the beginning. Either Trump and his cohorts will be indicted for obstruction of justice, or he's going to fire the prosecutors. It's vital that this investigation take its course, and I fear that Trump could attempt to derail this judicial process by using provocations to launch a strike against the DPRK or another military action.
Let me jump in there. No matter what your grievances may be with Trump, be it the special interest groups that he's beholden to, etc., but at the same time, he is the elected president of the United States who has the authority, the direct authority, to use nuclear weapons. So, again, why is this conversation even being held? Because let's not forget that previous U.S. presidents have also been beholden to different special interest groups, have been called out for corruption, have been called out for being trigger happy.
And that's exactly true. And He is the president of the United States, and American democracy does place this incredible amount of power in the executive branch of government. However, humanity, and particularly the American people, must demand peace and de-escalation. You know, frankly, it isn't the U.S. military's job to formulate foreign policy, but it is the job of the American people to demand their president act in accordance with the United States Constitution. He clearly has no love for anything beyond his own ego, much less the democratic traditions and obligations of his office. And at this point, all any of us can do is take the higher moral ground and do what we can to defend this country and our world from this insanity. I find it deeply problematic that a member of the U.S. military, whose sole job is to defend the Constitution and defend his country, should be making policy statements and stating that he would act against the elected representatives of the American people. However, given Trump's statements, it's it makes sense were one to speak like that as a simple citizen.
Right, but considering that the military in the U.S. is a major part and tool of U.S. foreign policy, you just need to look at Middle East to figure that out. Wouldn't it be a better conversation to have about the existence and the stockpiles of the U.S. nuclear weapons to begin with, not about who gets to press the button?
I think that's the case, and we're seeing that now. I mean, Trump has embarked on a $1.3 trillion modernization effort for U.S. nuclear weapons. Given his saber-rattling in the Far East, his actions towards Iran, we're now, recent polls came out showing that over 60% of South Koreans would approve of that country having an independent nuclear arsenal. We're seeing President Abe in Japan going against the peace clause in his own constitution to rearm that country. It's incredibly dangerous. And I think it's important to point out that the United States is not it doesn't have a single polarity of leadership. There are many distinct elements among finance capital, among big business, among the military industrial complex, among even democratic groups and citizen groups that all have a stake in this American experiment. And Trump is at odds with a great many of those groups. Fascism, in all its manifestations, is never a carefully ordered, non-chaotic environment. And I think we're seeing that the danger stems from that very type of chaos.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Craig Golzetti, political commentator and activist, joining us via Skype from San Diego. Mr. Golzetti, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.